Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson,
Hateful.
Bo Morgan. Dylan's behind the glass. A lot of off-air conversations happening in here.
Breaking news, the sun is coming up today.
Hooray.
So that's good, because I was really concerned for a little bit.
Mm. I hope it comes up next Monday and shines, because, you know, it's the third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic, and I want good weather. So.
It will come up. The sun will come up tomorrow. This hour is brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. Here are the headlines before you head out. They've got five in a row now. Hawks beat the Suns last night, overcame a 22-point deficit to make the final score 124-122. A few college games over the weekend. Texas A&M overcame a terrible first half to beat South Carolina 31-30. Oklahoma beat Alabama 23-21. Georgia dominated Texas 35-10. And Georgia Tech beat Boston College 36-34. The Eagles did beat the Detroit Lions at home on Sunday Night Football 16-9. And what we're talking about all day long, the Atlanta Falcons did fall to the Carolina Panthers in overtime 30-27. It is five losses in a row. We're taking your calls 404-726-0929. Before we get to the calls, though, Dylan, can we hear some of the audio from Dave Archer's post-game interview with Raheem Morris?
You got to make the play. You know, we can't make the mistake of going downfield. We run that screen a million times. We got to catch the ball when we throw it to us. We got to throw the ball. We got the opportunity. We got to hit the open man. There's no excuses.
Woof. He's right, man. He's right.
One of the things, Bo, you brought up before is like you're asking, what are we expecting from a coach after a loss like that? To hear that kind of audio, like, what are we expecting to hear him say? I think the thing is, we just want to hear that he's upset too. And I think his demeanor in the interview with Arch and the press conference showed he's upset too.
Yeah, to send it down, what would make you, does that make you feel better that they're upset? We can't project, and you can't look at, because we don't all react the same way when things happen poorly. You know, some people yell and scream. Some people stand silent. Some people smile. I smile when bad stuff happens because because it's like it's almost a disbelief of what is going on. I might have said something loudly at the back of the booth yesterday that wouldn't have been radio friendly after we lost. But I got to flesh it out and get down there. I stand there every post game with these players, and I can tell you that there is frustration, there is emotion,
mm-hmm.
but it does. Raheem Morris doesn't do himself any favors if he goes to the podium and starts cussing at reporters or just cussing out people and you know screaming or shouting or whatever. But you can see it in his eyes. It was quite a different look yesterday than I've seen in ever from him.
Yeah, he was visibly upset. We do want to get some of your phone calls in. Let's go out to Dexter from Covington. Dexter, how are you feeling this morning?
Well, I don't know. I'm heading to work. I don't even know if we got a football team in Atlanta now. I don't even know what's going on. To be honest with y'all. Don't make sense. Two quick things, man. I don't know what they did when they went in at halftime up 21-7. I don't know if Ryan said party after this game or, you know, you guys just keep doing what you're doing, but they don't make no kind of adjustments when they come out second half. I mean, it's just unbelievable. You 21-7 going in this game, and then I don't know if Bryce Young was acting hurt or what, but if this guy was hurt and you didn't put no pressure on this guy, that's crazy. Second thing, man. Throw the third. Drake hurt, and you throw that ball around the side with Drake in overtime and then get the 4 yards to get a first down, at least get a field goal. Just plain terrible.
All right, yeah, we got to clear that signal.
It was 21-10 going into halftime, and they come out and drive, right? They get a drive.
Yeah, they put a long drive again.
They score, and then you fumble the kickoff. And it's not about an adjustment to me as much as when that happened, your defense is now staying on the field too long, but you're also, your offense is standing over there. And the worst thing in the world for an offense, and I am a firm believer in most offenses, but especially this one, Mike, is a rhythm, kind of a rhythm base, kind of getting flow and get things going. And when they're not on the field, when you stand over there, same thing when you go three and out, and then you essentially go you go six and out, and Penix gets hurt. And now everything is changing on how you're – like, everything feels like it's changing.
I don't think it's that shocking because I think that our offense is such a – I don't call it a one-trick pony, but, you know, if the wide zone's not working, we start throwing it to Drake. And then if we can't throw it to Drake, we kind of go back to wide zone. So, yeah, I would say that it's not so much making changes, but having a counterpunch when they make changes. You know what I mean? That's really what we're lacking. And they go out and make defensive changes. They stop Bijan in the second half. And you don't have a counterpunch to that. And that's, you know, look, I don't know. That's not a halftime adjustment. That's really just a critical failure of an offense from the ground level.
And I like the throw to Drake on that third down. That was the drive where you get the ball back and you end up kicking the field goal, make it 24-19. And Cousins made a hell of a throw.
About the 1-on-1 fade ball, right? The slant. Yeah, I didn't like the fade ball at all.
Low
percentage play.
It was low percentage. You probably could have thrown a flag, and Drake still almost caught it. It was a perfectly thrown ball, and you know you got to give Mike Jackson some credit, but then that's a play that Drake got hurt on too. That's where he banged his knee up, which hopefully it sounds from all reports that it's not a serious knee injury.
I'm hoping so, because we'll get more information on that today, right?
Wednesday was. Yeah, they're going to do it. They're doing an MRI, and if it was bad, we would probably hear today.
I was going to say that's what he's trying to say. We would have the Schefter or Rappaport going.
Yeah,
bad news out of Atlanta.
If it's day to day or week to week, Allie, we'll find out Wednesday. The extent, like, you know what, that's kind of the way they've played this thing. So,
all right, let's get another phone call in. Let's go out to Reese. He is on his way to Covington. Reese, what you got for us?
Reese, what's up?
Hey, y'all, how y'all doing?
Good, man.
Hey, y'all. Good morning, y'all. How y'all feeling this morning?
Not too
outside
bad.
Of the loss, how y'all doing?
Look, man, I'm good, but the loss is kind of controlling my mood right now. You know, probably the same as you, right?
Oh, yeah. Hey, so I got three things I want to talk about. So first thing, and Mike, you can probably speak a little bit more to this. I'm kind of mad. If there's a strength and conditioning coach that we have, I mean, we come into the season, we got three people banged up. one of those, someone that's extremely important to that offense with Darnell Mooney. And now we got Michael Penix is hurt. We got Drake London going down. Everybody's, it's like we got a mash unit going on right now. Second thing I want to talk about, here's the thing. We're very consistent in being inconsistent. And I want to talk about Ra real fast. I don't think it's his fault. I think it's his inability to hire the right offensive coordinator and a lot of his staff. If you look at the beginning of Mike Tomlin's career at the Steelers, he wasn't doing too hot, but they stayed with him, and he started making the right hires, and they stayed with him. And I think we can't keep doing this coaching carousel because, like, if you fire him, who's there? There's not a lot of people there that we can just bring in and say, hey, fix this with the people that you got. That don't make sense to me. Third thing I want to say, so with all of the losses and crazy stuff that happened with college football this weekend, how do you think the committee is going to look at the top 10 going in this week? So that's all I wanted to talk about.
Yeah, thanks, man. We're going to get to the college football stuff here in just a little bit. I didn't ever think that I would be on this side of this conversation, because I think Reese probably is saying a lot of things that I felt last week about, hey, you know, you need to get the right coordinator. Jeff Ulbrich seemed to be a home run hire. The problem is that I think that Marquise Williams is having an awful year as a special teams coordinator. You saw that play out once again yesterday. I think that Zach Robinson's not the man for the job offensively. I don't think he has enough answers. I don't think he has the depth in the background in a run game to be able to be an NFL offensive coordinator. And if you add those two together, that's your special teams unit, that's your offense. And then you can't have Jeff Ulbrich's unit, as good as I think he's done at getting the pass rush on track, can't have him give up 300 yards on the ground 1 week, and then Bryce Young, of all people, set a franchise record passing the next week. So that's, I mean, look, it is what it is. I'm with you. I think Raheem, it's still out there that he could be a good head coach. But it's all about making the right coordinator hires, and it's about being a leader of men in the locker room and getting them to play to a high level. I don't know that he's done any of those things correctly. And he's been given opportunities. And as much as I like what Ulbrich's done with the pass rush, that might be the only good thing about our football team right now. It might be the only good thing we're doing is the pass rush,
yeah,
which is insane to say, really.
It's hard for me to blame strength and conditioning with Darnell Mooney's injury. I mean, he dove for a football and broke his collarbone. And Caleb McGarry just tore his ACL, non-contact. Those are the things that hurt. There's no way to avoid some of that stuff. Oh, well, there is with Darnell. Don't dive for a ball on the first day of training camp.
Well, we're trying to fit in all the calls we can today, 404-726-0929. But if you can't get in or you got to go into work, you can always tweet us at 929 Morning Shift. I promise we're going to read some of those off. But this Saturday from noon until 2, you can join me at Kia Mall of Georgia as we get ready for Sunday's Falcons-Saints game. Someone's going to walk away with the ultimate tailgate kit, a 50-inch 4K smart TV with the Yeti cooler. Plus, another winner is going to take home tickets to an upcoming home game. I do have inside information. At Kia Mall of Georgia, every car sold this Saturday will walk away with a 65-inch TV as well.
Wow. So,
this Saturday, noon to 2 at Kia Mall of Georgia. Dylan could have killed two birds with one stone with this.
When I found this out, when I saw the scripts for it, I automatically emailed Allie right back. I was like, I should have waited.
Don't you have like 20 days or something to return your car?
I don't know, but
don't do that. He likes that ride.
Yeah, he likes. No, no. Don't mess up with the thing.
I'm in love with my new Kia. I will say that.
But if you are looking for a new vehicle and a TV, meet me out at Kia Mall of Georgia this Saturday at noon to 2. Coming up, we're going to zoom out, see how the rest of the NFL's Week 11 went. That's next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Just inside the five, let's call it the four arch. Atlanta on the attack, trying to tie. Here's the hand to Robinson. And Bijan broke away and scores. Flag has been thrown into the stack here. Is this a hold? Oh, it's on Carolina.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan's hanging out behind the glass, and it is a Falcons Monday. I wish we had a better outcome to cover. It's another loss. It is 5 in a row now. Panthers won 30-27. Frank from Fayetteville has been hanging on waiting to talk Falcons. Frank, what's going on this morning?
Hey, good morning. Felt good because actually I watched the Georgia-Texas game and I didn't even come down there to Atlanta. I already knew it was coming. But anyway, to get right to it, I think his coordinators are failing him. And I think there's some decision that Raheem make that can kind of cost the game and has been doing that. So he always his thing is that stats are for losers, 5 straight. It is what it is.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
Yeah,
and I think you need to get rid of those coordinators. And then again, Raheem need to take a good look at himself and the things that he's doing that can prevent the team from doing. As well as players are not stepping up, the untimely penalty, the drop ball by Kyle Pitts. And I'm with you on that square. I don't hear anything else about that guy, Kyle Pitts. Nothing whatsoever.
Yeah,
and the last thing I want to say, I think it was Squid said that what do the fans want to hear to make them feel good? You know, back in the day that you had a wrestling, they would say the loser leaves town. There it is.
Good call. Yeah.
I mean.
And he brings up, 3 weeks ago, I could see Raheem getting a chance to make a coordinator change at offense. I don't think that And he said coordinator, so there's three of them, and I think that's important.
Yeah.
Marquise Williams has been here since Arthur Smith was here, and the special teams have been pretty good for the most part. This year has been an absolute disaster.
It has been.
And so I don't know where you go there. I'm not that would if Raheem was allowed to try to get a third year and try to fix things, I would see every coordinator but Ulbrich changing.
Yep.
And you can and part of the argument that Ulbrich doesn't need to go look. The defense has had some down. They're also ravaged right now. I can go through if you know, and I'm not making this isn't an excuse. I'm just being real about things. You're missing your three cornerbacks. As far as the top three outside corners, you're missing two of them yesterday. You were missing Leonard Floyd. Josh Woods is the guy that played a lot of linebacker last week. Sam Roberts, Zach Harrison. So you're missing a lot of guys on defense that have played valuable stuff. Devon Diablo, this guy. There's other guys that I'm not even looking at my chart that aren't on there. But I don't know if the way this is going, I just don't know if Raheem is going to have that opportunity. And there's a lot of people that don't want him to. And it's easy to know why.
There's nothing.
You can't lose five straight.
Other than the pass rush, this team is doing well. And if that's the case, and that's what we're going to deal with, I don't need to see any more of it.
Well, I know it's Monday, but if you want to look ahead to something fun this Thursday, Dukes and Bell will be out for a special broadcast brought to you by Miller Lite from Zuka Pizza in Smyrna. They'll be getting ready for the Thursday night pro football game while enjoying Miller Lite specials. It's Dukes and Bell Thursday from 2 to 6 at Zuka Pizza in Smyrna. The Eagles beat the Detroit Lions at home for Sunday night football. 16-9 is the final score. Here is Jalen Hurts talking after the game.
I think it comes from the band familiarity within the building, and I always, you've heard me talk a lot about those Georgia guys on the other side of the ball and how familiar they are with one another, and I think they bring a special energy to the defense and to the team, and you see it out there today, all those guys making plays, defense playing lights out, one of the best performances I've ever seen. Really, really big time game on that side of the ball. To be able to do what they did on fourth down against a really good offense, a potent offense that's capable of doing really, really special things.
Yeah, I completely agree with him what they were able to do defensively last night. You had a Jameis Williams long touchdown, and that was kind of the highlight of the game for Detroit. They made Jared Goff look like he didn't know what zip code he was in. I mean, they had him in a complete spin cycle in the backfield. The coverage was tight. Detroit is a very good football team, but it was clear last night that the Eagles are just a step above what Detroit is. And the Eagles continue to roll, man. For all the background noise that you talk about with Philadelphia, they are 8-2, and there is no sign of slowing down in their future. They are a good team.
Does the noise ever catch up with them, though? That's kind of the thing for me. And because the year they go to the Super Bowl the first time, they lose. They start that next year, they're absolutely rolling. And then all of a sudden, the same type of noise and negativity centered around some of the team, I think it was more defensively that year, crept in, and then they kind of fall apart late in the season. And they change coordinators again. Because remember, he's got his coordinators, Steichen and Gannon. They go to the Super Bowl. They go get head coaching jobs, comes back. Then he fires both sides of the football coordinators, hires Kellen Moore and Fangio.
Yep.
And then they win the Super Bowl. So and
Kellen Moore left.
Yeah. So what I'm asking is does it catch back up with them like it has before? We've seen this happen. That's what's the interesting thing for me is where they go.
Shedeur Sanders had a rough NFL debut with the Browns. He entered with 12:43 remaining in the third quarter against the Ravens after Dylan Gabriel was being evaluated for a concussion. He went 4-for-16 for 47 yards. Here he is talking about his debut.
First and foremost, I want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to get out there. That's all you could ask for, honestly. The chance to get out there, get your feet wet. To experience how it feels, you know, to even be out there with the team, with the first group, with everybody. So I'm truly was excited.
I thought that Roquan Smith, I believe it was, had a number of good things to say. And he was like, look, you know, think the world of him. Think he's going to be a great player, but he's a rookie quarterback entering a game after an injury, and that's what it should have looked like, and they went about their business in that way. And, I mean, it was rough. There's no other way to put it than it was rough, and I don't know what anybody expected it to look like with the way Cleveland has looked offensively this year, but it was absolutely rough, his first action in the NFL.
Yeah, you don't – look, third-string quarterbacks, and no team in the NFL gets reps with anything other than scout team. That's what happened. And then he moved up to second. He's gotten work with the second team, but that's what it goes. Look, that the Shedeur Sanders overreaction on everything that happens, positive or negative, has to slow down and let the kid get acclimated to the league, let him grow, and let's see what he actually can do instead of either ripping him to shreds or making excuses for everything that doesn't go his way. And because it's both sides.
The truth is in the middle.
Yeah. Like, yes, let him become a player and see what he – because we don't know. And it's – you either got people that are seemingly, Josie Anderson, on the Deion Sanders payroll, or you got people on the other side.
She was so out of pocket yesterday. Dude.
She literally goes, against all odds, Shedeur Sanders completed 3 of 10. Like, give it a break. Like, what are you talking about? You're an NFL reporter. Your job is to report unbiasedly.
She was so over the top.
She's a journalist.
Journalist.
Like, I'm not, so I can say whatever I want. I was told on this show I wasn't, so I'm going to live by it. But the reality is that we've got to just let chips fall where they will, all right, and let him grow as a player and a young man in the league and stop overreacting positive or negatively. Not everything's a conspiracy, all right? And I'm a conspiracy theorist at times.
Coming
Don't
up.
Look at me that way, Allie.
Coming up. You guys made some picks on Friday. You're going to have to own up to them for Man Up Monday, and we've got them mic'd up.
Yeah, after the Falcons' result yesterday, I need something to make me smile. I'll tell you exactly what I did last night. It was a good time.
That's next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game.
Roll Tide.
And the Odyssey app.
Robin.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And flexes out to the boundary at the right. Penix wants to throw. Michael sets, throws, caught. London at the 5, flag thrown. 2 flags thrown. Drake London, if it stands, first and goal at the 2, Atlanta. Corey Thornton hanging on for dear life in the Carolina secondary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the morning shift. I'm Allie Mack with Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan. Dylan is hanging out behind the glass, and this segment is presented by John Foy and Associates, experienced personal injury attorneys. Get the strong arm. We're going to get to a mic'd up in a moment because Mike found a way to smile last night.
I did.
I'm not sure how after that Falcons loss.
Thank goodness.
Did you laugh a lot?
I did.
Okay.
Absolutely.
We're going to find out the secret to the laughter in a moment. But right now, these guys got to man up.
All right, fellas. Mike, this weekend, pretty darn good. Still a winning weekend for you. 3-2 this weekend. You are at 27-19-1 overall.
Let's go.
Bo, you struggled a little bit more, my friend, but it's okay. You've been good overall. You still got a good overall record. You went 2-3 this weekend. You're now at 25-22 overall. But there was
stupid rando pick.
Yeah.
Got me.
Yeah.
I missed it by half a point.
You did. Oh,
so
yeah, you did. That was
so angry.
That was indeed a bad beat, my friend. But there was one pick that you both together just overall just had a couple of real bad takes. Take a listen.
I don't know why the Eagles are favored by 2.5. I can't figure out the NFL, but what I do know is that both these teams have explosive offenses when they want to. I think that both the offenses will get it done. I'll take over 46.5.
I think you look at Philadelphia's defense last week, holding Green Bay to 7 points. That's a little bit out of character. Dan Campbell's taking over play calling, so maybe they're filling themselves a little bit with the offense. I'll take the over as well.
Get that idiot off the radio.
Wow. You know what I hear, though? I hear that Dylan feels like the Eagles got disrespected. Like, yeah. That's the only thing I can hear.
Because you notice he's like, wanted to play that cut. For both of
yes.
us, right?
He's like, Oklahoma, Bama, Georgia, be damned.
I mean,
let's play the
dude,
Eagles
I'm
cut.
Glad okay. you guys noted this as well, because Dylan's like,
how are we flipping man on Monday on me?
Let me tell you something. My Georgia call, because I was like, it's going to be a barn burner. Georgia, hey, every time they play a good team, they are terrible in the first half. It's going to be high scoring, and they absolutely blew doors, and he didn't play that. But he plays when I disrespect his little Iggies.
Yeah.
So
no, I feel
yeah.
the same way, man.
It's a good call.
The reason I chose this game in particular is because y'all both had equally bad takes. Mike was talking about, I don't know why they're favored by 2.5. Both thought, you know, this game was going
to
be some sort of shootout, and
always
it was 16-9. So, yeah.
Vegas knows, dude. You always listen to Vegas. If it's shocking, you always take that.
I mean.
Always.
Yeah, but, you know, I guess we can't disrespect the guy's team.
I mean, it's just, man, the Eagles by 2.5. Yeah. You're like, why? Well, Vegas has got good reason.
It's really crazy.
They always do.
How y'all are supposed to man up and y'all really try to flip man up money.
You know,
that's really crazy.
That's why I took the under in that Broncos game, which worked for me. I mean, because
that was a good call.
The Vegas was like 44.5. I'm like, dude, the Chiefs in a game that's only 44.5, you know something I don't. So it worked. Anyways.
You want to go over the records one more time?
Yes, one more time to go over records. Mike, you went 3-2 this weekend. You're at 27-19-1. Bo, you went 2-3 this weekend. You are at 25-22 overall.
And we don't cherry pick our games like other shows.
That's right. Still best picking show here in the state of Georgia, period.
Well, you can join Andy and Randy this Friday for a special broadcast of the Midday Show live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. They'll be enjoying all the food, drink, and scenic views while also gearing up for a weekend full of football and basketball. That's Andy and Randy on Friday from 11 to 2 at Twin Peaks. I bet they'll make their picks then.
And just a reminder, today's Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wing it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations. Before we get to what I actually laughed about, can we talk about the college football AP top 25 poll just a little bit? I want to get Bo's take on this because, look, man, I'm a Bama alum. I wouldn't call myself a Bama homer. I think I just pretty much try to lay it out as it is what it is. I figured they were going to be in trouble this past weekend. Is Bama, are you okay with it, Bo, that Bama is slotted behind Notre Dame in the AP top 25 poll? That's the one I cannot really wrap my mind around. Bama's got the bad loss to Florida State. You got a loss to Oklahoma, who's a top, number eight right now. Notre Dame, that's the one I'm looking at it going, yeah, the two losses probably better, but the victories are the ones that I can't quite slice apart. What do you think about the top 25 that came out yesterday?
Yeah, I don't like that. Does Notre Dame have a win as good as Alabama?
It beat Pitt handily this past weekend. That was the top 25. Remember we talked about Pitt that like really kind of held the keys to a lot of different things. And I think they beat, what, USC?
Oh, yeah, wow. Did they go to Athens and beat Georgia?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, did they beat...
That's the one that I'm struggling with.
Did they beat Georgia in Athens? No. Did they beat, you know, I don't even know what the hell must have frozen over, but I would take Vanderbilt right now over USC, that win over Vanderbilt, over they win over USC or Pitt.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy that we're saying that.
It really is.
But the loss to Florida State is where that's what's knocking them down.
100%.
And I think the nature of the loss, you know, week one, but you know, OU, it's so funny, man. And this is why the fire the coach sentiment drives me absolutely crazy. Is everyone was, well, Brent Venables might be fired before the fifth game of the year.
Right.
And I sit there and I go, why? Well, they were terrible last year. Yeah, but the year before he was 10-win team. And then last year he didn't have a quarterback, but he had a defense that was as good as anybody in the country. Now look at him. 8-2.
Their defense is so good.
Dude, they are phenomenally good.
So good.
And John Mateer, for all the hype that he was, has he been good? Sure. But he hasn't been great. I mean, Abe Gordon was like, oh, he's going to be
fine. I think Bama outgained him by 200 yards. It was crazy.
At SEC Media Days, Abe and I were going, he's like, oh, John Mateer is going to be like, he's like a Heisman Trophy guy. And he's just been, and I know he had the injury, that's fine, but he hasn't been
defense.
He hasn't been this worldly quarterback. He's just been serviceable enough, so much better than what you had last year. Because you didn't have Arnold.
Jackson Arnold.
Well, at times he wasn't even serviceable last year.
Did either one of y'all watch the Texas A&M South Carolina game?
Yes, on and off in between a visit to Publix that I'd like to regret.
Did you think that game was over at halftime?
No. No.
Whoa,
but
stop it.
Stop. Stop. Hold on. Do you let me? Can I finish? Did I think it was over? No. I knew A&M would make some type of run. Did I think that South Carolina would lose? No. I thought it would be. It was one of those games where South Carolina is going to do maybe score one more time in the second half, and that be just enough to stop a rally, because you know A&M wasn't going to get shut out for four quarters like that to South Carolina. I did not think A&M would come back like they did and win like they did. I thought South Carolina would win, but I thought that they would make some type of like comeback that would get it to at least like 10 points.
Yeah, it was. And we're talking about Marcel Reed with a couple of my buddies on Saturday. It's like, that could have possibly been your Heisman moment if you had not been so bad in the first half. Because a comeback like that, you're looking at it going, oh, my God.
Might be the greatest tweet of this football season, what Marcel Reed sent out.
What'd it say?
It said, my bad about the first half. That's not direct quote, but he was like, my bad. Basically, he apologized. I think he just said, sorry about that first half. Can we talk about the off the field incident?
Yes. Oh, the police officer. What are we?
Yeah, what was
doing?
First off, have you guys seen
Have
you seen the Dr. Pepper commercials with Brian Bosworth as
the
cop?
As the
well,
police
first
officer.
First off, that cop was cosplaying as Brian Bosworth yesterday on Saturday.
Man.
That is, I'm a law enforcement guy. Yeah, I'm a military guy.
Sure, man.
I'm a public service guy. Because I think that no one does a harder job for the amount of money that they get. But you're, you know, we were talking about words we can't say on the air before we went on the air. And that's like the jackass of the day award right there to that guy. There's no, first off, Harbor hurt himself.
Yeah, he did.
He tweaked his hammy because, boy, talk about burner.
Oh, he's fast. He's
take the top
fast.
Off of defense. Yeah. I mean, that was just such an unnecessary action by that police officer.
I'm with you on the whole, like, look, it's a shout out to the first responders. But the thing is, first responders hate guys like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, they
because
do.
They're looking at it going, dude, you make us look awful.
Yep.
And he can say whatever he wants to. Dude, he walks between two players that just scored a touchdown. They're on cleats on concrete, and he doesn't even turn his shoulders. He straight gets as wide as a semi truck.
And
I'm like, what are we doing, man?
He looked like the guy.
He could not have possibly looked worse.
He looked like the guy walking through the gym. Was it with the
invisible lat syndrome?
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
When are people just going to realize it's 2025? Cameras are everywhere. You will get caught doing this.
If you
stuff.
Don't realize it after you hit somebody that just scored a touchdown on ABC, then I don't know when you're going to realize.
Oh, he realized it after because
he got
was
sent home.
He was sent. Yeah,
and it's probably going to get worse than that.
You got to go.
It's unfortunate, man. All right, on to what I did yesterday after the Falcons game.
Yes.
So
did you go home and drink a bottle of whiskey?
I was close to that, but I did not because I wanted to get up and be able to hang out with you guys this morning and not have the puffy eyes and all the other stuff. And, you know, even though I do sound like I'm hungover, I'm not. I got a little bit of rasp in the voice. That's all. Shout out, and I'm not going to put this guy's name out there because I don't want people to go ask him for the favors that I asked him for, but shout out to the multiple people that hooked me up with tickets last night to go see Nate Bargatze. At State Farm Arena. He did two nights. He did Saturday night and he did Sunday night. He was absolutely incredible. I don't know how you guys feel, and I think we've had the conversation on here before about comedians in person.
Yeah.
This is the first time I've ever been to a big venue. It's always been like somewhere that's like smaller, serving food, improv style, that kind of thing. He was so freaking funny last night that I was doubled over in laughter half the night. I never thought I could laugh at a comedian in person the way I laughed at Nate Bargatze yesterday. It was absolutely hysterical. I will not even do him an injustice by trying to talk about the jokes that he did, but if you've ever watched his stuff, he's so deadpan. Mm-hmm. He's so serious. It helps that he's in a relatable part of his life to the one that I'm in because he spends a lot of time talking about you know, how him and his wife have been married 20 years and they decided that even though things are going great, that they're going to see a marriage counselor once a month just to kind of reinvent one another. He was absolutely hysterical. That's the only way. And I promised my wife when I left here, I was like, I'm not going to let this Falcons loss get me down. I'm going to go and I'm going to have a good time watching Nate Bargatze. And by the end of that show, he had got me back on the right track, man. He really did. I was in the right frame of mind. So shout out to the people that hooked up and got me and my wife in there yesterday.
That's good. It took alcohol and my kid to get me in a somewhat better mood. And then I went back into the dumpster, like, on the way to bed. I shouldn't
have. You're setting your alarm going, I got to wake up and talk about this.
Dude, well, no. What happened was I'm an idiot. And I opened Twitter. And I, you know, and look, I've always been open to the tweet and with listeners, fans, because it's to me that's good. Like I want them to vent. Problem is, you know, there's always one or two guys
want
to come at you.
Well, I'm glad you got to laugh last night, Mike, and I'm glad it was as great as you wanted it to be.
Same,
because a big venue like that with comedy, it's difficult.
It was absolutely delivered.
He was excited too because in pregame commercials he kept like, what do you think I should do about this? How do you think I should get
this?
You
know
what
I mean? So. I love it. Well, coming up, we've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. Unfortunately, we don't have a lot to laugh about.
What helped you get over the loss?
Yeah. If you are a Falcons fan and you're feeling some kind of way, you have every right to. Let's get those feelings out, 404-726-0929. Get your calls in to Dylan right now to air out the Falcons' woes. The wake-up call is next. On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.